Hello and welcome to another 212 Radio mini podcast for internal communications professionals. This mini pod is all about remote leadership during lockdown. Although, as we're about to hear, leadership shouldn't be remote at all, even if it's virtual. That statement will make a lot more sense when you've heard from my guest on this pod. We have Major General, now retired, James Short with us. A man who's not only led during his military career in Northern Ireland and the Balkans and Afghanistan, and led his company through the 2008 financial crisis, but also lends this podcast some much needed gravitas and credibility.
Well, thank you very much indeed for that introduction. My name is James Short, and I work with the High Growth Knowledge Company. I've had a sort of lifetime in the leadership game, and much of that has been in crisis situations. I left the military and then set up my own company. And no sooner have we set up the company than the 2008 financial crisis came along, which we managed to get through quite successfully. And so I think I've learned a bit from that.
James, having now established your leadership credentials, I'm hoping you'll share some secrets.
I mean, the point about leadership is there's all sorts of different forms of leadership, and there's no one right solution. The way I look at leadership is that you have to motivate and encourage people. And the great secret is to get them to do what you want them to do, but because they want to do it.
Well, that leads on to my first question, which is, what are the challenges of virtual or remote leadership?
Well, I think the first thing to say in answer to that is that although it's virtual, you are not remote, and a leader quite simply cannot be remote. But I would offer three particular facets that really need to be concentrated on, particularly in leadership in a crisis and virtual leadership. The first one is courage, the second is confidence, and the third is communication. Now, courage, there are a lot of uncertainties heading our way, but by being bold and knowing your business and having the courage to see things through, that is the best path to success in my book. The second business is confidence. Anybody around you, those who work with you and for you, will expect to see a confident individual. And self-confidence is not a bad thing by any stretch of the imagination. People around you will expect to see a self-confident leader. And the third thing, and probably the most important, is communication. If you cannot communicate clearly, you're not going to achieve any goals at all. And of course, when it is virtual leadership, that clear communication becomes even harder. What you have to do is to get feedback so that you can check to see whether somebody does understand what the destination is, where you're going, and the part that they are going to play in it. And the way to do that is to listen to your staff and engage in conversation. And certainly with everybody becoming black belts on Zoom and stuff like that nowadays, communication skills can be as good almost as face-to-face.
My next question is, how do we build trust with colleagues when we're all working from home?
I mean, trust is all important. Trust is neither an abstract nor an intangible. It is absolutely the bedrock of how you do leadership in the best of times and certainly in the worst of times. One of the ways to do that is to delegate and know when to step in and when to step back. You have to be able to give the people, your workforce, the people who work with you and around you, the leeway to go and potentially make mistakes, but to go in a direction which you've already identified. And then the judgment of the leader is when to step in and correct or support or bolster, and when to step back and just let it run.
Thank you very much to James Short of the High Growth Knowledge Company. So, paradoxically, the key to virtual leadership and the communication of that leadership in lockdown is leaving your teams to make their own decisions. And the more that staff are working from home, the more leadership teams have to trust their staff. So perhaps the logical extension of that is that teams are now working better. But maybe leadership teams are struggling to convey that trust in their internal communications during lockdown. As ever, we'd love to know your experience. Please put your comments on LinkedIn. And if you'd like to know how radio and podcasts like this one can transform your organization's internal communications, please do get in touch. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time.